Welcome to Shulchan Machshava on the daf. We're holding in Chulin, daf from Gimel. The Gemara in this daf discusses the idea of drusa, of an animal who puts his claws into another animal and causes some of poison, venom, to go into the animal. We'll say over here two notes are based on Chassidus that are learned from our sugya. One, the Gemara in Mudav tells us that if there was an animal put its claws in another animal and they cut its hand, it does not transfer the venom into the other animal. Why not? Because it only happens only when he removes the hand, that's when the ziyar, that's when the poison goes through. So the Imamis speaks about this concept in a few places. One of them is Pashas Yisroi Yir Tafri Tzadik. He brings a name of the Sasemis that it says, when they blow the shofar from the end of Har Sinai, that's the time of Siluk Shechina. It's a koil oruch. It's a long blow when the Shechina leaves the mountain. What's the idea of the long blow? So as Hasema says, is the idea of kosha alai predaschem. I'm leaving, but it's not so easy. So in the time of departure, that's when you have a kol shofar. Says that's why the end of Shabbos is called Raiva Deravin, the Rotzer of Ritzoinus. Because at the end, that's when you get to the idea of kosha alai predaschem. The last moment is very elevated. So the Miyamis brings an example that by Elisha, Elisha got a bracha from Eliyahu, that he's going to be able to get the bracha to bring to life two people. But when did that happen? Only when Eliyahu passed away. Only if I leave, then you'll get it. So only when there's a time of departure, then you get the special bracha that Elisha got from Eliyahu. So he says, that's the pshat you see in our Gemara. Behadit the shalif. When does the poison come? When the animal takes his claws, his nails, out of its carbon at the end. That's when it happens. When you leave, that's when the bad thing happens. So kol shekhan l'gabi kedusha. So when you leave, that's when the highest level of kedusha comes. And in Parshas Achimoyis, Tafir Tzadik Beis, he explains, that's the idea that there's a tevila for Kohen Gadol, Yom Kippurim. There's a tevila after he removes all the clothes. There's a last tevila. When he takes his big day love and puts the big days off, he does a tefillah. Why? You don't have any more in avoido. Because when you finish the avoido, when it comes to the end, then you get to the highest level of dusho, as the example that we have in our Gemara, behadi the shalif, then comes in the zihara. And in Sefer Me'a Shiloyach the Ishbitzel, Chelek Aleph, Pashas Vayelech, on the pasuk that says, Lo uchal oid lotzas velovim, Moshe Rabbeinu says his last day, can't come in and out. So he says what it means is, the Moshe Rabbeinu in his last day, that's when he got the tachlis ashleimus. When a person did not get his tachlis ashleimus, he could still grow. He could still ask what to do in this world. But the last day of a person's life, and Moshe Rabbeinu especially, he got to his tachlis in his last day. Once you get to the tachlis, there's no more going up and no more going down. That's what it means. Can't go back up and down once the shleimus is complete. So the grandson of the Me'a Shiloyach, the Soid Yesharim, the Redziner, see, he adds to it and says, that's the idea that we have in our Gemara, bad to the Sholif. That's when the Ziyara comes. Meaning when the end, that's when the highest level comes to. When a person leaves the world, that last moment that he leaves, that last day, that's when he gets to the highest level of Kedusha of his life. And Mimele Moshe Rabbeinu gave that moment all the koiches of Torah to Am Yisrael. The shleimus of Gedusha Moshe Rabbeinu given to Am Yisrael happened on the day of his death, the day of his miso, because that's the Be'ad Dei Shalif. When he's going out, that's when he gives the biggest load of Gedusha, as we see in our Gemara, Legabe Tumo, Koshke Legabe Gedusha. So that's the Kuda number one. Kuda number two, brought down also in the Soid Yesharim, on Purim, on the day, Ois Ches, as what the Gemara says just a few lines before this, that Ein Drusa LeKelev. A dog doesn't have Drisa. What does it mean? Other animals, they have drisa, they have actual poison, actual venom that goes from them to the next animal, to their carbon. But a dog doesn't have that. So he says there's a rem is over here. We know that a molik is mashul to a kelev. What's the definition of the kelev that you have by a molik? So he says, it's like this. Other umas ha'ilom, they come against Am Yisrael when Am Yisrael did something wrong. There's some mamashos over here. There's something to go against Am Yisrael. Look, they're sinning. They're doing something wrong. They represent the bad that Am Yisrael has. They come to take it over. They come and emphasize the bad. It's like the ziharo that the animal puts in another animal. But a malik, what a malik does is, before there's any bad, before there's anything bad created, there's just a havamina, there's just a rutz to do something bad, that's what a malik comes and represents. The Koyach HaKitrug of Amalek is coming to Taina against the Rotzon HaRishon of Am Yisrael. Represents when the Yitzhara comes to Adam and just starts the process before he did anything wrong. But the fact he gives him that will to do it, that's when he comes against it. So he doesn't, they don't really have what to catch on to. There's no real Aveir over here. Just beginning of the process. That's like a dog, Ein Driso LeKelev. There's no real venom that comes by the Caliph. He just attacks without it. That's what a Molech does. He attacks the initial thought, the Rotzon HaRishon of Am Yisrael, not the actual Chet. That's the Reishis Goyim HaMolech. They cover the Reishis. They cover that first stage. And Ayin Sham, what he went up, goes ahead to be Marchiv this Inyan. So we're learning in Yoni Druso, very technical things, but there's Oymik Divri Chassidus in every priest of Gemara. Anyone who wants to join a sponsor, Shomach Shavah Shehorim, please email shomachshavah@gmail.com.